Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I wanted to talk about something called functional lab testing. And we really use functional lab testing to get to the root cause of many issues and many illnesses. So really, a successful journey really needs a good map. So that's what functional lab testing does. When we think of conventional medicine, it typically focuses on one aspect of that journey. So testing is generally narrow in scope and focuses on a couple, maybe one or two specific symptoms. Whereas when we talk about functional lab testing, it really has the ability to look at the entire body, because really our health isn't just isn't a collection of siloed processes, but it's really a complex network. So we really want to examine our overall health. So what is functional lab testing? Functional lab testing, as the name implies, it aims to determine how the body is functioning really as a unit. So we might do things like blood tests, and those could be even conventional blood tests, for example, but we might also do things like saliva testing, stool samples, and urine testing. And the data gathered through these tests really help to determine our overall health. So, for example, the impact of nutrition, stress, the environment, hormones, genetics, even toxins on our body. And it really helps to assess even the state of our microbiome. That's the bacteria in our gut. And it can have a huge impact on the rest of our body. So we really need to look at a couple of examples of functional testing. So I'm just going to talk about two today, and then next week I'll talk about a few more. So one of the first tests we focus on is, for example, hormone panels. For those people that are having some issues around hormones, hormones really affect our overall health, and unbalanced levels of things like cortisol, DHEA, many of our hormones that we typically think about can all impact our well-being and can actually make it difficult to diagnose through standard tests. So some of the symptoms that we often look at when we're treating, when we're looking at hormone panels, are things like weight problems, mood issues, and even fatigue. Other hormonal tests, or I should say other key functional tests, include things like gut health assessments. So when we think of a gut health assessment, it's actually, the gut is actually a frequently overlooked function, and it has broad implications, because even, for example, cardiovascular health might be impacted by the gut microbiome. So we might do things like stool analysis, something called SIBO breath test. SIBO stands for small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, and it can gauge the amount of bacteria in our small intestine and our ability to digest even. And another test that's often done through naturopathic clinics is something called zonulin antibody testing. And zonulin is a protein. It helps maintain the correct degree of permeability in our gut. So it really helps to diagnose something called leaky gut syndrome, which is often associated with food sensitivities. So next week I'm going to talk about a few more key functional tests that patients might be interested in. But in the meantime, if they wanted to get more information, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Well, I always learn from you, but this was very informative. Thank you, Dr. Betty. And if you want to speak to Dr. Betty, a complimentary consultation by phone or in person, take down the number 905-707-2001 or log on to her website, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. Thanks again, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more about functional lab testing next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.